My name is Carol Bues. I'm an assistant director at Joburg Child Welfare. What is the one thing that should be done to help reduce child abuse? I think this is a very difficult question because I think that the only thing that can be done is when adults actually take responsibility. And here I think that adults need to become the proper role models and they should show positive behavior to children. And that's the only way that children will learn and that they will become positive parents themselves and that they will reduce child abuse in that way. Also by showing positive behavior, the parents themselves will be conscious of what they're doing and will therefore not get involved in child abuse. And here I'm thinking of adults becoming aware of the role that communication plays. So instead of hitting out at children because they're doing something wrong, that they actually learn to communicate with the children and letting children know what is wrong with what they're doing and actually, getting into a dialogue about how things could be better. They also need to show respect for children, and in that way, children will show respect for them. And adults need to get involved with their children's education. And I think that this is very idealistic, but it is the only way that we can start, because there's no way that we can do something right now for the children themselves today. I think that we have gotten into a way of parenting where parents actually see children just as objects and do not see the relationship that is important, and that is why children get abused. And that's why I'm looking at it from a long-term perspective. If we carry on the way we are, in the way parents are bringing up children and leaving them to their own devices and not showing them how things should be, then we have no hope for the future. So, and that is why I'm saying that unless we change the way that parents do things now, then we have no hope for the future. Okay, then what do you think the role of media should be in reporting on children? I think this is a difficult question because media very often reports in a way that will sell the newspaper or the magazine, and that is sensationalistic. And it's very easy to be sensationalistic with children. I have often been asked to provide a story on trafficking, and at the same time I must bring a child who has been trafficked to this media interview, because without a face to the problem, the interview is not worthwhile, because it's the face of the child that is going to sell the story, and that for me is horrendous. The media has to be aware that children are very vulnerable, and when they are reporting on children, it's very often children who have been abused or children who have been in difficult situations. Children should not be interviewed by the media, because they are then having to tell their story over and over again, and that is actually giving secondary abuse to the child. A child should only have to tell their story once, and that is to somebody who is going to help them, not somebody who is going to exploit them. So I think that it's very important that the media understands the sensitivity of a child and that they report in a respectful manner. It's also important for the media to understand that when they're reporting on a child and they give the child's name or they identify the child, they are opening the child up for being bullied or teased. at school or in the community. So it's important to protect the child's identity when they are being reported on. So those are the things that I think are important with the media. And the media needs to understand that their role is not to sensationalize the child, but actually to protect the child when they are reporting. Then, is South Africa too damaged to reduce child abuse? This is an extremely difficult question. South Africa is extremely damaged. And unless we do something and to stop further damage, then we are not going to do anything to reduce child abuse. But if I say that we are too damaged to reduce child abuse, then I might as well give up now and not do anything further. So I cannot say that South Africa is too damaged to reduce child abuse, but I am saying that South Africa is dangerously damaged, and that unless we do something very soon and very quickly in terms of changing our attitudes, changing parents' attitudes towards children, unless things change very, very quickly, I think that we might actually get to the point that we are too damaged. South Africa is a country where we have vast differences between between the haves and the have-nots. So poverty plays an enormous part in child abuse as well. And sometimes it's circumstantial. You know, when you have not got enough, when you cannot put food on the table, or when you're living in a shack that gets washed away every time it rains, and you then don't have the wherewithal to actually ensure that your child isn't wandering around the other shacks, and then is actually able to be sexually abused or molested by people living in the area. So that is then a circumstantial issue. I think that South Africa spends way too much on government roadshows, where the government goes out and shows how well they are doing on certain things, without caring about the fact that a vast number of our population is in a situation which does not allow them to protect their children adequately. And unless we turn things back on into the correct perspective, then we will get to the point where we are too damaged to reduce child abuse. We need to reprioritize the budget, and we need to ensure that the government departments that need to work together with social development and with, you know, in terms of things like housing and health and things like that, actually do their job rather than having the road shows, and that things are budgeted for properly, because all of that goes together. If a person is living in such squalor, they have lost all their pride. So why worry about looking after your child further? I think that, you know, we have to start building people up rather than leaving them in the broken down condition that they are in. And we need to start doing that very, very quickly.